Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Oh, yeah. Into the corner for Gerard, trying to create space. Shot. Landis Clark tries to set it up for Ratton in the back. He scores! Top through the circle. Out in front. Shot. Score! Ratton shoots and scores!
Or should I call them the Junius Brothers? So it's a Junius Dodsboy, right? A conversation on
well, I'm done. It's my understanding it's not Jonas. It's a
wait, hold on.
Nuanced version. Jonas.
Adrian Dater.
Well, ask Adrian, he'll know.
Adrian Dater from ColoradoHockeyNow.com. How do you pronounce Donskoy's name?
You're going to test me right away with some stuff. I believe it's, I know it. It's Jonas Donskoy.
Because I was hoping he was part of the Junius Brothers.
Like, they're the Jonas
Brothers. Like the Jonas Brothers.
He can be part of the Jonas Brothers.
He can be part of the Jonas Brothers.
They should, when he scores a goal, they should play like soccer.
Yeah.
Right?
Hey, you know what their new team song though is? Speaking of old songs,
what's that?
Victory song, "Staying Alive" by the Bee Gees.
Nice!
I know you love that, D-Mac.
I love it.
Dude, there were people actually doing disco dancing in the locker room after the game last night. Don't ask me why that. I should have asked why that is yet, but I will find out. But yeah, "Staying Alive" by the Bee Gees.
So that's their song in the locker room
after a win. Yes.
Wow.
At least it was last night. It used to be songs like "Ring of Fire" by Johnny Cash. That was one for about 2 or 3 years, I think.
All right, let's see how how this would sound.
It'd be in the corner. Gerard trying to create space. Shot. Landis Clark tries to set it off for Ratton in the back. Now the circle out in front. Shot. Come on. Landis shoots it. Scores. He scores.
Hey, whatever works, man. I love it.
Adrian, D-Mac does birthday parties too on the weekend,
sure.
Just in case you want to.
As long as Richie comes with me. Well, good, man.
Yeah.
They've got some things, right? They got some things bonding them together off the bat. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, sure. I mean, they've always had a victory song. They had some song. I forget. I'm not the world's greatest aficionado, up to date on rap music, probably. But I think they had a rap song last year. I do like old school rap, by the way. But, they've tried various things over the years. Sometimes they tried, a little bit of a hard hat kind of thing, construction hat.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Stuff like that. Teams do that stuff. Usually comes and goes a little bit, but, they are bonding. They're trying to bond, man.
Well, they could play Hanoi Rocks, which is a great Finnish band. I thought Roxette was from Finland, but they're not. Roxette is from Sweden. And so is ABBA, but Hanoi Rocks is from Finland. And boy, the Finnish influence. Adrian, tell me about it. I mean, it's pretty awesome right off the bat.
I mean, skull is the word, right? I mean, there was a finishing touch of wind last night, right? Mikko Rantanen looked awesome. I mean, that one-timer he made was unbelievable. Off the power play, he scores on a backhander for another goal. He could almost score again. He hit the crossbar, I think. But the guy that probably people hadn't known about much, and rightly so, was Jonas Donskoy, who, right. I really thought he was going to be a good pickup in the offseason. This guy's versatile. He played for some really good Sharks teams, kind of under the radar a little bit. Plucked him out as a UFA, and And you saw what he did. He didn't just score, but he really tough on the puck. He's got good puck analytics numbers. He's a good player that I thought was always going to be, you know, a great addition, and so far so good.
When you look at this team, Adrian, what is it about them that makes you believe they'll be able to deal with expectations? Because last year we thought they were a really talented team, and they had to scramble to get into the playoffs. And while they upset the Flames, a lot of it hurt them because they had to play so well over the, you know, that desperate hockey team for so long that they, you know, might have run out of gas a little. What is it about this group, this team, this year makes you feel like they're ready to handle these just enormous expectations?
Well, I think once the fact that they finally won a playoff round will – you know, something they hadn't done in 11 years. I think we'll get them better, you know, acquainted with the process of winning, if there's such a thing. I think that they, you know more about the road to where they want to go. They know the thing that they're really trying to do differently is get off to a much better start than they have, and not have to be this scrambling to get in the playoffs on the last day of the year kind of thing. They have a tough schedule to start, so they really do. 4 games at home to start, but then 6 really tough road games, places like Vegas and Tampa Bay and St. Louis, Washington. So it's, you know, everybody's mindful of its first 10 games. I mean, you get off to a bad start in this league, it can be very tough to get out. That said, St. Louis was last place in the in January last year, they win the Stanley Cup, so there goes that whole argument. But that was really, they had to win just about every game. I think they're just a better team, deeper team, and they don't have as much, worry about themselves as they did before. They knew they weren't that great a team. I think they think they are a very good team now. Now it's time to prove it, though.
The Avs are on national TV at Pittsburgh on October 16th on NBCSN. Adrian, from what you're hearing, will the altitude Big Three deal be done by then or not?
I mean, it doesn't seem like it. I mean, you know, I thought there was a little hope the other night when they had some talks, supposedly with, not supposedly, but they did, altitude and some of the Big Three cable operators, that nothing happened, no deal. I have been told that things could change any second, you know, but then again, you go a little deeper with people there and it's like, yeah, no, we don't have anything immediately here. It could change, but you don't get the real optimism. The cable companies are just playing such hardball. They don't care about the Colorado Avalanche in the national scheme. These are monolithic big corporations that think the Avalanche is just a little tiny speck in their universe.
I got something for you too, and I bet you did see this because I saw it on social media last night. I saw people who really, really wanted to watch the game were figuring out ways to do it. And to me, I was like, wow, I wonder if that's bad news, because the people that are the most passionate are finding it through Reddit or other means to actually watch the game. There are ways to do it. So to me, like, the casual fan won't care that much, Adrian, but the people who are passionate will. And if the people who are passionate there are going to do it, well, who exactly is out there that's going to care that much?
I know. This is such an underground thing that, you know, they don't want to talk about. You know, they don't, but, you know, the genie's starting to get out of the bottle on this thing. I mean, the fact is there are, you know, these pirate websites that you can go and watch the game. And it's very crystal clear. And, technically it's illegal. Not just technically, it is illegal. So the mom and pop fan out there isn't going to want to, be a lawbreaker to have to watch the Avalanche. Most people don't really want to do that, but it's like the Napster thing, what happened in the music industry. It's all happening in the video now. You can't contain it. It happened in the newspaper business too. Once classified ads became free, there was no way to get that genie back in the bottle for newspapers. There went all the profit margins. It's happening now to TV, regional TV, and really they don't know what to do about it. And it's and people can find these sites, and the unintended consequence of this whole thing is that the people who never would have cared before are discovering this, and they'll probably never come back to pay TV again.
Yeah. Hey, great stuff as always. ColoradoHockeyNow.com. Well, that's not impacted. That's a great place to go to get Adrian's perspective, and we really appreciate Adrian Dater. Thank you, Adrian.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You got it. ColoradoHockeyNow.com. When we come back, our prop bets, we'll break down the game by the numbers with the Chargers. That's next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.